Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
All right, here we go, Kid Nation. We got a treat. Today is the day that Beat the Bank doubles. You could win up to $2,000. Not $1,000. $2,000. If you want to get into the vault and play Beat the Bank, give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Jenna, what caller number would you like?
Oh, man. How about 20 since we're going to 2,000?
That's good. 20. You get to play Beat the Bank.
Nice.
Mother's Day's coming up, you guys.
It is. What is the date of Mother's Day?
Sunday. May 8th.
There you go.
Man.
I know because...
Does it switch every time?
I know. It's always it's always usually the second Sunday
right
in May.
Sunday.
And I know because my mom's birthday is May 5th.
Yeah.
And my birthday is May 9th. So I'm always around Mother's Day or sometimes my birthday's on Mother's Day.
Because I want to say we always celebrate Mother's Day like on May 10th. But I don't know if that's just
It's always around the second.
Yeah. Again,
it's
yeah.
It's always the same. Yeah, this year's
Sunday.
May 8th. That's Sunday. May
okay.
8th. Yeah.
So to celebrate 1 million extended perks members, Extended Stay America wants to reward one special Kid Nation mom and her family this Mother's Day. Here's what's going on. We're going to call it Mom is Tripping.
Shut up.
Yeah, Mom's Tripping.
Mom is Tripping.
Yeah. Enter at KidNation.com and tell us about the one time you got your mom super upset over something big or small.
Okay.
Nothing too big, nothing too small, but we definitely want mom to have been upset about it. Mom and family could win a trip. Four round-trip airline tickets, four tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood, Ooh. Three nights at an extended stay hotel, and $1,000 in spending money. This is a big, big deal right here.
Mm-hmm.
So get your mom tripping this year. Enter by Sunday night at midnight Central Time. The Wizard World of Harry Potter just opened there, by the way. And based on the picture that I see, it looks so much fun.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if you're into Harry Potter, Big O.
Well, not really. But, you know, I'm all about the prize.
Jenna, you read the books, right? Harry
I
Potter?
I read a few of the books. Yeah, they're great.
You know who's super into Harry Potter is your boy and my boy, Pierce Brown.
Yeah, I bet he is.
Loves Harry
into
Potter.
Into that genre.
Yeah. He's the author of Red Rising, guys.
The greatest trilogy
of all time.
This is a cool prize, though. Four round trip at four airline tickets.
And you
four
get to
tickets
go.
To Universal Studios Hollywood, three night stay at extended stay hotel, and $1,000 in cash.
That's the thing right there. You get $1,000 to spend. So
dude, yeah, we're not just sending you off and you can't have any fun.
That's as free as it gets.
Yeah.
If you catch your mama tripping. Speaking of moms tripping, I think I got Kinsey tripping over the weekend.
How'd you get Kinsey tripping?
Roy strikes again. Roy the squirrel that Jenna got me.
This was epic.
So Jenna bought me a squirrel for Christmas from England. So it's a British squirrel.
Oh, it's not a real squirrel. It's a stuffed squirrel.
Well, it's a real stuffed squirrel.
Yeah. Right. It is real. Right. Yeah, right. Yes. From a British taxidermy store on Etsy called The Quick and the Dead.
Yeah. At one point, this squirrel was running around England, having a good time.
Well, does he look like he had a good life?
You know, gathering some royal nuts, having a good time.
Okay.
And so he made his way over to America. He now resides in my home. And as we were moving out on Friday, I found the squirrel again because Kinsey had hidden it.
Mm-hmm. She didn't like it. She wanted to throw it away.
She wanted to throw it away because I keep pranking her because it scares her. It's very lifelike looking.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the squirrel and I grabbed my phone and I made a first person or first squirrel view of what it would be like if the squirrel snuck up on Kinsey.
This is like if the squirrel had a camera on his back.
Yeah, to my Snapchat while she was on the phone talking to some people about moving. And here's what happened.
I don't know if they will over there.
Ah! Okay.
Don't!
Is that for real? That's real? The video is up.
Terrified her.
I didn't think a cute little squirrel would scare somebody like that.
She's a good scared. You know, she's good to scare. She screams real loud and runs away.
Yeah.
Like good reactor.
Yeah. And speaking of squirrels, at the new house. This is the only negative I could come up with, Kelly Raspberry.
The only.
This is the only negative I have gathered so far.
Perfect house. In
the 2 days I've lived in the suburbs. There are zero squirrels.
Zero squirrels.
Oh, honey, they are.
Really?
Squirrels, yeah, too. And rabbits.
I haven't seen any. I've seen rabbits.
You have trees?
Tons of rabbits.
Not the trees that were in my old neighborhood, so I think that's the problem. I have birds. I have a dove that lives outside my front door.
Maybe the dove marks his territory.
I think so.
With his head. You know how doves do.
Named him Doug. I think he's a girl because the dove gave birth. but Doug the Dove.
All right.
So no squirrels in my new house.
There will be.
Yeah, you'll get some squirrels.
I promise.
I'm sure you got trees out there, some acorns, some pecans.
Me living in a place with no squirrels could possibly be the most heartbreak. It's the most heartbreaking thing ever.
Oh, my gosh.
It could be. So that's
a beautiful house. I saw it on your Facebook.
Thanks, Al.
Beautiful. Yeah.
We want to plan a dinner where we invite you and a date.
Okay.
Dr. Girlfriend.
Why do you say you and a date? Like, I'm not going to be my girlfriend.
Kelly and my friend.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Yes, Alan.
Mm-hmm.
And Jenna.
Your sensei.
One of her dates.
I'll bring you whoever it is at the moment.
Yeah.
Kelly. Oh, well, we got to play Beat the Bank.
We do have to play.
I have to apologize for something to Kelly as soon as we get through. I'm sorry.
You got to apologize to Kelly?
So you say Kelly and Alan. I wanted to apologize to Kelly, but I'll do it in a minute.
Oh, well, I don't know why. Right, I think I know why.
You know why?
I know.
Okay,
I do. It's not really Al's fault.
It's bothering me all weekend.
Okay.
But it's not your fault, right?
Yeah, no. It's not your
fault. I think I know what it is.
Okay.
It's not going to get in the way of your rap, though. You got that. You fine? Okay.
Hit it.
Since I met Blake, more money, this one. Beat the bank, 2,000. Beat the bank, 2,000.
There you go. Amanda Casey.
Yay!
You're calling number 20. You get to play Beat the Bank.
Yay, I'm so excited.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I listen to you guys every single morning.
Good.
Yay!
Thank you, Amanda. What are you doing right now?
I'm driving to work.
Oh, and what do we do?
I am a special education teacher.
Good for you.
Nice.
Special place in heaven for you.
Yeah. Am I glad you got through?
Yes, so am I.
Go ahead and shout out your favorite student. I'm just kidding.
I can't do that. I love all my students.
There you go.
How long have you been teaching, Amanda, special ed?
This is my second year.
Awesome. And you're loving every moment of it, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, we all know teachers do not get the amount of money that should be paid to teachers.
No. Mm-hmm.
So hopefully this helps you out, Amanda.
Wow, this is a good week to get through.
Yeah.
So did you hear the good news, Amanda? It's $2,000 this week.
Or up
to. Yes, I did.
Okay. She knows about it. The game works the same. We're still going to put you in the bank vault. Only the numbers are going to sound higher because it can get up to $2,000. You still have to yell stop even if you hear $2,000 because if you don't, and it closes, you get nothing.
Okay.
Okay. Again, when you yell stop, that's how much money you win. That easy.
Okay.
Big Al, how you feeling with the $2,000 week?
You like steak?
I do like steak.
Okay, I'm feeling medium well.
Ooh.
Oh.
Maybe even a little well done.
Oh,
that's my favorite. I love well done.
Okay. All right.
All right, Amanda, let's see how you do. Yeah. Let's go inside the bank vault. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
2,000.
$130. $180. $310. $370. $530. $590. $750. $840. $940. $1,120.
Stop.
$1,120 for you.
I don't blame you.
Amanda Casey, the special ed teacher.
Highest winner thus far.
That's true.
Yeah.
I was getting nervous.
Me too, Dad.
Me too. We were getting nervous, too.
Man, that was good.
Hey, that's still really great money.
I was thinking 1600.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't know nothing. I haven't called a banker. Bank hadn't called me.
Yeah, Amanda stopped at about medium.
Yeah.
Medium done.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with $1,120? With $1,120, Amanda?
I'm getting married in June, so that will go towards the wedding.
Yay. Congratulations.
In your hometown or location?
Where am I getting married?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
It's another way of asking it. Yeah.
Okay. Kingston, Pennsylvania.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Shout out.
And what's your fiance's name?
His name is Bill.
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 Yeah.
Is it
good old Bill?
Tinder Bill?
Ow.
No, it's not the same one.
What?
Because there's only one.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Amanda. Amanda, just for fun, since this is the first round of the $2,000 week, we want to see how high it would have gotten. You already got $1,120. This is just for fun.
Okay.
$1,310.
Oh, man.
$1,580.
Oh.
Oh, man. It's all right.
Not bad,
baby.
Not bad, Amanda.
A lot of it.
You got most of it. $1,120 for you, Amanda. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you so much.
And good luck to you and Bill in the wedding, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, hold on. We'll get you all set up. We'll play again in less than an hour. In about, actually, less than an hour.
Couldn't do that.
I don't
quick
feel
math.
Like doing the math right now.
46 minutes.
46 minutes. I was like, my mind went blank.
Yeah.
Big Al, you said you had an apology for Kelly Raspberry.
So Kelly showed up at the bar
Friday night.
Friday night, yes, sir.
I had to MC a charity event, raise money for Parkland Hospital, and it was ending, you know, a little early. So I figured go to Big Al's to sing Prince karaoke.
Yeah, sure.
Why not?
Because that's what the promise was. He had purple drink shots and all that stuff.
I did.
Okay.
And, you know, there was a few people singing Prince songs, but not a whole lot. Not a overly big amount. So Kelly walks in with her boyfriend, her beau, Alan. Nice guy. So we're sitting there in the corner.
First time Alan's ever been there.
Yeah.
I had built this thing up, man. Yeah. We got to go.
So,
to Al's bar?
Yeah.
Well, I came for your birthday party.
No, yeah. That's right. The second
but that's
time.
Different.
That, I said that to him, too. I said, this is your first time here. He's like, no, I've been here before.
That's like a cluster.
I keep forgetting he was there for my birthday.
Yeah.
So it's a blur.
So we're walking in, and they're walking in. We kind of get our little spot. And then in comes my friend, David, I believe is his name. But he's a magician.
Oh, a double magician off?
That's not what I thought you were going to apologize for.
Oh. And so I, you know, he comes around about every 2 or 3 months for a few days, and then he goes to different cities. He does the same type of magic that Alan does. Alan's Kelly's boyfriend.
He's crazy. He's crazy
and
good, too.
Car tricks and stuff.
And he does little thing. He does the same type of thing. So I'm like,
was it a showdown?
No, it wasn't at all. He was very nice. He didn't know that Alan did these things. And I think I may have mentioned it to him. I said, he does magic too or whatever. So he starts doing all of this stuff. And Alan's being very, very nice. He's like, you know, clapping for him and everything.
Yeah.
But I didn't want him to think that I like brought this guy to have a magician
that.
Off.
No, he like never thought that. I thought you were going to apologize for the lack of Prince.
Oh.
This was arguably one of the worst crowds you've ever had at your bar. I'm going to be honest.
Well,
I couldn't believe the level of disrespect.
What?
Because Prince died.
He did.
I don't know if they didn't get the memo on that. And I love Backstreet Boys.
All right.
But the night Prince dies, you don't sing Backstreet Boys at karaoke. It should be all Prince. And so I get there, I'm like, what is going on? There's hardly anybody there. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe
it was a smaller crowd.
Maybe the true Prince fans were home in mourning, listening to their own albums CDs and DVDs. Because I walk in, and it's kind of a calm crowd. Hal takes us to the VIP, which is hilarious. I don't even know why.
There's
like this one little, you know, like when you stand in line at the movie theater, that clip you can pick up and go around the... And there's...
My velvet rope.
His little velvet rope, which is like a nylon band.
Yeah.
And he shoves us back behind us, and there's like eight of us standing, like we're shoved sardines into a can. That's his VIP area. I'm like, why are we back here? So ridiculous. So anyway,
VIP,
I was like,
man.
Come on, Kelly. He gets on the stage after I've been there about 20, 30 minutes. We're going to sing Prince.
Yeah.
And the audience is going to get into it, and they're going to mourn with us, and they're going to light lighters and hold up their iPhone little flashlights, and this is going to be a beautiful moment. They could not have cared less.
No.
They weren't paying attention. They just sat there.
The disrespect.
And I was like...
Kelly goes, tough crowd, huh?
I'm like, well, tough room. Nothing. I was so mad.
For Prince?
I thought that's what you were going to apologize for.
Yeah. You should have kicked them out of the bar for that.
No,
you should have. You should have closed it down.
No, can't do that.
You should have gone out of business.
Friday night. Can't do that.
So we have a big announcement regarding a member of the show coming up. Kid Nation is wondering what these announcements could be, or the announcement.
Okay, any guesses?
Yeah.
Okay.
This one says, Big Al is moving with Dr. Girlfriend.
Hmm.
Gary thinks Jenna Page is pregnant.
Oh, wow.
Ladybug26 thinks Kelly's getting married.
Hmm.
Kristen Donnie thinks Dr. Girlfriend is pregnant.
Hmm.
A lot of baby and marriage guesses.
Yeah.
A lot.
What could the big announcement be?
Huh.
We'll find out.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We just had our first contestant of $2,000 Beat the Bank.
Yep.
Amanda won $1,120.
Good to go, Amanda.
Could have been $1,580. She was filling it out for you, Kid Nation, to see how the banker was going to roll. I think she did a good job there. We got the big announcement here in a couple minutes coming up. Big week for us. We're traveling a lot.
Yeah, man.
We got to go to New York.
Uh-huh.
To meet with the big bosses.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the big bosses.
The big bosses.
Like, the biggest of the big.
So big, they're in New York.
Like, do we need to wear a suit?
No, but I would dress nice.
I think so.
I don't know if you need to wear a suit.
We might need to wear a suit.
Maybe a jacket, at least. Not a tie.
I think you can get away wearing jeans, but you should wear
I got a new
a
bow tie.
T-shirt or button down and a jacket. Kelly's right.
I got a new bow tie. I want to try it out.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Those ones you bought at the deli?
Yeah.
Wait, you bought ties at the deli?
Well, there was this little table set up outside the deli.
Oh, that big one?
I bought three ties.
Cold cuts bow ties.
Yeah, I bought one for me, one for Corey, my son, and one for my shaver guy. So he wears bow ties all the time. So I haven't worn it yet. Still in the box. I want to wear it.
Yeah.
So I'm wearing a bow tie.
Yeah, I don't know what to wear. I might do the suit.
Yeah.
Because I got that new suit.
Yeah, wear your new suit. I'm gonna wear a dress, but like a dress like I would wear to work, you know, like a business dress. I never get to really dress like that.
Kelly, you can wear your Macy's dress you just bought.
I can't fit into it.
Oh, you can't? Not a
gold dress.
No, it was too small, but it was on sale.
Uh-huh.
And it was beautiful. I think my back fat was spilling over the belt, but my mother even said, that's a beautiful dress. I'm like, this is going to be my gold dress. I want to get in this dress.
Yeah.
And then when I got to the counter, it was like an extra 50% off or something. I almost cried.
Can you wear this dress in Vegas?
No. I can't lose that much weight by Vegas.
Okay.
Well, that's the other
but
half of
it. But it's such a beautiful dress.
Can you Spanx yourself into it?
I hate Spanx. I don't do Spanx.
Depends on the dress.
No, I don't do. I know even skinny girls wear Spanx. I like breathing.
Okay.
So when do we
go? I really like breathing.
When do we actually go to New York?
We go when?
Tuesday, tomorrow.
We're
tomorrow.
Going tomorrow after the show, have a dinner with the big important suits.
Yeah.
We'll be doing the show from New York on Wednesday morning.
Okay.
And then flying back.
And then on Friday, we're going as a team building experience to Vegas.
That way we're labeling it.
It's a team building experience.
Yeah, the whole company.
Yeah, we're all going to build the team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Build it up.
We're celebrating everyone's hard work. Every staff member here that works on the show gets
like
to go.
20 people or something, right?
Yeah.
Very exciting. Thanks to our boss, George.
Thanks, George.
Thanks, George.
Thanks, George.
By the way, Kelly, tell your mother I say happy birthday for me.
I will.
Oh, happy birthday, Mrs. Raspberry. Connie.
Mrs. Raspberry.
Mrs. Raspberry, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got her on the Facebook already.
Oh, you already hit it up on the Facebook?
Yeah.
I haven't even hit her up on Facebook yet.
I hit up her wall.
I feel like they just get lost in the Facebook. But yeah, you have to.
You have to tag them.
I'm going to put like a funny, dirty meme.
Okay, do that.
Funny, dirty? Well. No.
Yeah, it's a birthday.
No. Oh.
You got to go funny, dirty on the birthday meme.
Go for it.
Somebody's mother.
I'll just give her the go sherbert. It's your birthday. The ice cream. All right, we need to get the announcement.
Okay.
We told you that at this time, we would have a big announcement regarding somebody on the show.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have a lot of guesses.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guesses are fun. I want to read some of them.
They are fun. Anna Julia Salazar says she has several guesses.
Okay.
Big Al moving to Detroit or getting married. Jenna leaving or JC is having a baby. That's most likely, she says.
He's
been talking about it lately.
Yeah.
I don't think Kelly's getting married. It's too soon.
Too soon.
That's what Anna Julia Salazar, that's
Shout
what
out.
Guess is.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Okay, Diane Tinkle says, I think JC is having another baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. A lot of that.
All of the moving talk and minivan talk, it just makes sense.
A lot of that.
Here's Amy says, maybe Dr. Girlfriend is pregnant.
Whoa.
Jim says, Big Al is moving away with Dr. Girlfriend. And Carla says, Kenzie is pregnant. Or maybe Big Al and Kelly get engaged.
That would be a shocking announcement,
wouldn't it?
Ooh, and, you know, sometimes they think maybe we're trying to throw them a little twist. And they think maybe it's somebody maybe not the main four.
Okay.
Like Gabriel and Christine Ibarra, they think part-time Justin's going to become full-time Justin.
Oh.
That'd be a twist, wouldn't it?
How about Murduck 15 says Kelly is going to be on the next season of Real Housewives of Dallas.
That's a good guess.
Yeah, because we've been trying to get you on that, and you keep fighting
it. Yeah, I don't know.
Our producer thinks Big Al is going to audition to be on Live with Kelly and Big Al.
the most common ones I'm seeing are Kenzie's pregnant or Al finally popped the question.
Right.
Yeah, most of mine have been JC's having a baby.
I hear one. JC bought another baby blazer. I did not. That's not the announcement.
That'd be a huge announcement.
Right? Right. All right, here's the announcement.
We have the announcement?
I, JC, am not having another baby. It is not about me.
Okay.
All right. I have something to say.
Okay, Kelly.
I'm Kelly Raspberry, and I'm not getting married yet.
Good. Throw that in there.
Yeah, that's a good one. You got to finish it off like that. So we're left with Jenna and Big Al Mack with a big announcement that could change the show.
I'm Big Al. And I'm not moving to Detroit.
Dang it.
Are you perhaps going on tour with Blake Shelton as his backup singer?
That's it. I'm going on tour.
Okay, no, not that. All right.
No, not that.
Well,
that leaves us with
Jenna, unless it's somebody in the back.
With Gina.
You guys, the big announcement?
Yeah.
Kelly's already excited. I am leaving.
Yeet. Why?
But it's only for 2 days of the show this week.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I'm not pregnant.
You're not pregnant.
Kelly, I knew Kelly would celebrate.
Yes!
Sorry, Kelly. I'll be back. Oh. I am so excited to tell you guys that I get to check something off of my life bucket list.
What? Okay,
I have been asked to be killed in a real horror movie.
No!
Horror movie. Yes.
A real one?
Yes.
Like
I am leaving you guys in New York, flying to Los Angeles for 2 days so I can be killed in a legit horror movie in Hollywood.
Like whose movie?
It's called Death House, and it has 1 week left of filming. They just moved from a prison in Philadelphia. Filming's almost done. The way this came about was so random. I want to thank Lynn. She's a banker of this guy that's an investor in the movie. And he was telling her all about the movie and showing her images. And she relayed that there's this girl on the radio that loves it. So I had a phone call with the director.
Wow.
They are going to fit me in how they can fit me
in
to a scene or two of this movie. So I don't know what all it's going to entail. I think probably more glorified extra. But it's because it's the last week of filming.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited. I know.
You're going to L.A. to Hollywood to film
LA.
A movie.
And if that's not good enough that I get to get killed in a horror movie. It's always been my dream.
Yeah.
I'm also, you know, capitalizing on this opportunity of being out in California. And I'm going on a date with Pierce Brown.
Oh, Jesse!
Part of me is excited. Yeah, part of me is extremely jealous.
It's like when my ex-husband was not my husband at the time, but he had a chance to go out with Britney Spears. I was like, you better sleep with her and you better tell me everything. Because this is the way you feel about Jenna, right?
Because I feel like...
Tell you everything.
I want to know everything. But I feel like if Jenna and Pierce become an item, then we can double date all the time.
That's what it is.
Pierce is your friend that's the author.
Look, we're just going to go to dinner. I'm flying out Wednesday because I have to be there early Thursday morning. So I at least have my Wednesday night.
Yeah?
I don't want to sit in a hotel room at home alone, so...
So date with the Pierce...
So we're out to dinner, and then I'm going to go do the... So I think I'll be hopefully allowed to Snapchat and do videos. You guys know how much I love scary movies. So I'm excited in general, just no matter what my part is in the movie, just glorified extra, just to be on the set. These are all, like, famous people that you probably don't deem as famous because it has, like, the Robert Englund, Freddy Krueger.
Yes.
The original
script was written by the original Leatherface, who passed away last fall, but he actually wrote this script and was in the movie and filmed scenes before he passed away, the guy that was in the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Mm-hmm.
So a bunch of, if you looked up the photos, you would notice if you watch a lot of horror films, these are a lot of the horror greats. They're calling it the Expendables of horror. So I'll get to see all these actors. This is the last week of shooting. I mean, literally going to be there the last 2 days of filming for some of the scenes on a lot, on a real lot, with all the special effects. get to see how it works, get to hang out, get to meet all of these scary movie actors. I'm so excited as like just like a horror movie dork to see all this stuff.
So did they send you a script? Like, do you have lines or you don't know yet? They're just going to surprise you when you show up.
I have a couple potential scenes. The thing is, everything's very, very budgeted, very written out already, how they block movies. You know, this is literally the last couple of days. So I said I'm down for anything, except then I start worrying, like, I don't want to die on a toilet.
Right.
You know, then I start thinking about horrible ways to die. Like, I don't want to die on a toilet. But looking into the premise of the movie, it's about, if you guys care, it's like the Area 51 of the worst of the worst, right? Okay. So I don't know if like Robert Englund and Michael Myers or, you know, Freddy Krueger, if they're going to be in character or if they're just making appearances as other bad people.
Okay.
I don't know a lot. They're keeping a lot secret. But the point is they're all in prison. They're in this dark prison because they can never be let out. And so that's the premise of the movie, is that it's multiple layers of hell, basically, with all the worst of the worst. And they're bringing in homeless people dressed up as their victims so they can study how these bad people kill. It's going to be brutal.
It's
and scary.
Be brutal.
Yeah, it's going to be brutal and scary. So I know I have a lot of friends that are like, gosh, I don't ever watch scary movies. Maybe I'll watch. So I don't know. I don't even know how much I'm going to be in it. Maybe just a little blip. But I don't care. This is
gonna
a bucket list. I'm going to get killed in a horror movie. Yay.
Yeah. You've been practicing your screaming?
Oh, yes. I haven't been practicing my screaming because I heard I might be sedated. Like, totally sedated.
In real life?
That means I get to give the dead hooker face.
Oh,
my practice has paid off. That's all I know. I don't know everything, and I don't care because I'm just, like, really excited just to be a part of it and see how the real movie magic happens.
You put see, that's the thing. You put enough energy out there, and it finally comes back to you.
Right.
I am leaving just for 2 days to go to Hollywood to die in a horror movie, and then I will be back. So I'll miss Thursday, Friday, and I'll join you guys on Monday. But I'll be Snapchatting anything I can behind the scenes, anything morbid and cool and everything I'm doing. I think I'll be allowed to do quite a bit of that as long as I'm not spoiling anything in the movie.
No, I don't think you will.
So I'll check in with you guys.
Oh, that's so cool.
I've been watching a lot of scary movies over the weekend to prep. But I feel like that commercial of the girl who has like one line and she practices and practices her character.
That's what you got to do, though. This isn't your first acting job, though. You were, what movie were you in?
Milk Money.
I walked down the street in Milk Money.
So good, though.
You saw my back?
Perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So just in case you missed it, the big news for the Kid Craddock Morning Show, Jenna is leaving.
For 2 days.
For 2 days, Kelly. Sorry.
To go get killed off.
2 days.
Yeah.
In a horror
movie. Sorry, Kelly.
That's really cool news, though.
Yay, I know. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And speaking of great news, Big Al Mack had some over the weekend because he got to meet his idol.
Yep.
Man, all these bucket lists are getting checked.
I'm telling you. We got to get a bigger bucket.
What's in the air? We got to start putting stuff out there, you guys.
We'll talk about his meeting with Blake Shelton, and Kelly got to meet the parents.
That's right.
So many meetings.
Not Blake's parents.
No.
Her boyfriend's parents.
The boyfriend's parents, of course.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
10 minutes away from round two of Beat the Bank, and if you didn't hear yet, Kid Nation, we're doing up to $2,000 this week.
I gotta say, that was some oomph, JC.
Up to $2,000, Big Al.
Yeah, up to $2,000. There you go.
Amanda won $1,120 earlier, so we'll see how you do. We just found out Jenna was cast in a horror movie where she will get to live out her dream of being killed off.
Yeah.
In L.A., she's going to Hollywood, y'all.
Yeah.
And then she's coming right back.
And I'm coming back. Just 2 days.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody might see you out there and snatch you up and say, hey, I want to put you in pictures.
What if she has this torrid love affair and they just, this Piers, what's his name?
Brown.
Piers Brown. I keep wanting to say Piers Morgan.
I'm telling
Pierce,
you.
This is Pierce not Piers. Pierce.
Because it Pierce, like piercing.
Okay.
He does have some cool eyes.
Yeah, he does. It's hard to
look. Are they piercing?
It's hard to look at.
They really are piercing
blue.
It's
hard to make eye contact.
They're piercing blue.
Take something from your soul.
I keep getting girls that finally go check out Pierce on Twitter.
I know.
You got competition, Jenna.
That's all right.
Because the girls are falling for the Pierce.
All right.
Based on the pictures. Not as hard as Big Al Mack fell for the Blake Shelton, though.
Yeah, this weekend was the weekend. He was in town.
Yeah.
Got some tickets. Got some two meet and greet passes for my girlfriend and I to go backstage and meet, say hi to Blake Shelton. So I'll get right to it. We're in the room waiting to meet Blake, and there's probably 30 or so people in there, and we're toward the end of the line.
Yeah. Now listen, Blake is not just a country singer that Al listens to here and there. This is a man that Big Al idolizes.
I was trying to trace it back to when I actually kind of developed my bromance for Blake, and I guess it was just from watching The Voice, and the more I like Blake, it's like the less I watch The Voice. I mean, I just haven't been watching it lately, but I still... I really do like Blake Shelton. You're I'm a big fan, and I sing Neon Lights or Honeybee
every
or
time.
Come a Little Closer or something for karaoke practically every weekend in two different locations.
You've bought him gifts. You've bought a T-shirt or a shirt that he allegedly owned at one point.
Wearing it now. And for Christmas last year, I bought a winch that he could put on the front of his truck with all the stories about him pulling people out of water and mud and whatnot.
So all this wait and all this buildup, you've been waiting years to meet Blake,
So the moment's here. And we did encounter one another a year ago briefly, but that was just for like a very short period of time.
With Usher.
So anyway, we're in this room, and I noticed that the line, even though there's only 30 people, the line is actually moving pretty fast, which means to me they're just rushing people in and rushing people out, which happens a lot of times at these meet and greets. So it's our turn. It's me and my girlfriend, and the previous people walk away, and Blake looks to his left, and he looks at me, and he goes, Big Al!
Yes, he did.
He remembered you.
And man, I was like, Blake, what's up, my brother?
Yes.
He remembered me. So that meant a lot. And he's just as cool could be, man. Standing there with his jeans on, his black shirt, no hat, but hair was perfectly coiffed.
Oh, perfect.
Did he have a beer in his hand? I just picture him like with a beard, like a man's man.
He did not have a beer in his hand. So
what did they tell you before you got to the meet and greet, Al? They said
no pictures, no videos, and basically nothing. Our photographer will take a picture or two, and then it'll be on Blake Shelton's website the next day, which is standard procedure at these meet and greets.
Yeah.
And Al's like,
I'm Big Al Mac, yo.
I keep my phone in my pocket.
Right.
But when it's time, it's time. When he says, Big Al, I'm like, Blake. I go up, we hug. He gives me a good man hug.
Yeah.
And I said, man, I got to document this. And so I kind of.
What did he smell like?
Country,
I always wondered.
Country. Oklahoma.
No country.
Smell like Oklahoma. So we meet. He's like, how you doing, man? I'm like, I'm doing fine, man. It's good to see you, blah, blah, blah. And I pull out my phone to take some selfies of the three of us, my girlfriend and him. And he's way taller than me. And my girlfriend's way shorter. So I'm kind of awkwardly taking these selfies. And as soon as I take the first one, right before, he plants this big old Oklahoma kiss right on my cheek, and it lingered. And it was like, okay. And I'm taking pictures. I'm like, okay. I mean, in a good way. I'm like, wow, this is very cool.
You didn't want it to end.
I did. I was like, wow, this is really cool. But I'm like, how long does the man kiss last before? But he kissed me for a good 5 seconds. That's... It seemed like an hour, but it was like,
awesome.
Mwah. I'm like, wow.
Wow.
Didn't expect that. Didn't see that coming. So then it's time for us to make small talk. That's meet and greet. So they don't want you like talking for a long time.
You got to keep it going.
But I'm like, Blake, okay, before I ask you this, I got to pull up my phone because I want video proof. And I asked him about the winch, which we have talked about the winch several times here on the air.
Yeah. The winch is the winch?
The winch is the thing. It's a winch. You put it on the front of your truck.
Uh-huh.
And it's a cable, and you extend it, and you pull people out of situations.
Out of the mud, usually.
Out of the mud, yeah. So he does this a lot, so I bought him one. And I didn't know if he had heard about it. He had heard about it.
Yeah.
Sure. But I just wanted to ask him, just so we would know and have it for the record, when are you going to pick up the winch?
Okay, good question.
Are you coming to get your winch? Are you
Al.
Coming to
is
get
Is it
your
Big Al, or can I just call you Al?
Even, whatever you want.
What would you prefer?
Big Al. Are you coming to get your winch and get the beer?
To be honest with you, and I appreciate the winch.
Yes.
I'm way more excited about coming to get the beer.
Damn right. Okay.
Freaking winch.
Okay.
I mean, I'm excited about the winch. I'm excited about the winch, but I want a beer.
Okay. Do it.
And I want to see your bar.
Let's do it. I want you to see my bar.
I want to see your house.
Yes.
I
want to see my house.
I want to see your house. You don't want to see my house. I want to hang out.
I got to call the maid like, immediately. See you, bro.
Okay.
See you, man. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
So excited about the
nice.
Winch.
Nice.
So, Kelly, isn't he the nicest
nice.
Dude? I'm serious. Looking at me in my eye, engaging the conversation. I mean, just cool.
He looked you in the eye. Now.
Yes.
He's excited about the winch.
Yes.
He's excited about the beer sitting in your bar and your house.
Yes.
Go ahead and give us the news, Big Al. Did he stop by?
Oh. No,
oh, he's like,
no. I'm like, what news?
He didn't.
Yeah. I was like, I'm done.
No.
That was it.
He did ask where my bar was.
He's on tour.
Another time.
And this venue is, seriously, it's 25 miles away from where my bar is. It's way out. And I asked, I said, are you staying around town for a little while? He said, no, I'm flying out as soon as I get off stage.
Oh.
So
the blank look on your face right here was priceless, though.
So he was like,
"Do you guys have a surprise for me?"
Yeah, he did. Come on in, but so he was cool, very cool, the nicest dude. I'm so glad that my bromance is with a cool bro.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because it could have easily gone the other way. He could have been like, "Hey, come on in, take a picture." Okay, who's next? You know, but he was really, really cool and genuine. And it was just fantastic.
Did you see some of the messages we were getting about you meeting Blake? People were crying. They were so happy for you.
I'm almost kind of tearing up talking about how cool he is.
Yeah.
You know, because it was cool. It was just one of the coolest moments of my life.
Yeah. I'm happy for you.
We're also happy.
Thank you.
I seriously told my wife, Kenzie, I was like, it feels like I just watched my son score his first touchdown. when I saw that picture.
Yeah.
I wish there was a better word.
So excited for you, Al. It was so great.
Just
you looked
cool.
So happy. You looked so happy.
It was cool. It was so, so cool.
Man. Now we got to get Kelly to meet Britney Spears.
Uh-huh. I don't want to meet her.
Look how well it went for Al.
But that was Al's experience with Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
That would not be my experience with Britney Spears.
Mine would be awkward.
Her saying, "Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, that's so sweet," and then it'd just be awkward. And you know, because I'd say, "I love you, Britney. You're so sweet."
And that's what I was. Yeah, and in line,
I don't want that.
In line to meet Blake, I'm like, "What am I going to say?" I'm like, I want it to be cool and not awkward. So I do understand. What
I love
you're
her.
Yeah.
I just want to keep
Blake's
her on a
very
shelf.
Personable. I get that.
Right.
He really is.
You did meet somebody this weekend, though, Kelly.
I did. Are we talking about now?
Yeah. I want to know all about this.
Hello, I'm Alan.
I met Alan's parents.
Oh, Alan's the guy you met on Bumble you've been dating for the last...
How long?
Yes.
How long have we been dating?
Almost 4 months.
Okay. That's
almost.
A good time to wait, right? 4 months?
Yeah, we're about 3 months in. He's been trying to get me to meet his parents for a while, but his parents are very active. They travel and go, go, go.
Really? He's met Mr. and Mrs. Raspberry, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Because we just all in.
Right.
Come on.
Well,
the whole family. Yeah. But yeah, so he called his... parents and said, "Let's go out to dinner. Do you want us to bring food over?" And they said, "Bring food over." So, what do you want us to bring? And they said, "Either Kentucky Fried Chicken or Chinese."
Shut up.
You know, so
okay, your chicken or lemon chicken?
Okay. It was so funny because they were on like this group text, and it ended up with Alan asking his mom to make all these Filipino dishes, pancit.
Pancit.
I had pancit.
Did you like it?
So good.
He's Filipino.
She couldn't make, I loved it.
Yeah.
She couldn't make the lumpia because she didn't have the stuff. And apparently lumpia takes a day and a half or so to make.
I got a cousin named lumpia.
And that's going to be on a special occasion. But anyway, so we went over and we brought our Chinese food and she made the pancit and some chicken curry and stuff. And it was just great. And at first, you know, I wanted to do something. I found out his father is very much into crossword puzzles.
Ooh.
He loves to do the New York Times crossword puzzles. So I went and got him, since he already does New York Times, Chicago Tribune and the LA Times crossword puzzle books.
Remember that,
awesome.
Kids, when you're meeting the parents, ask
bring
a few questions
something.
And have a gift.
Bring something.
Doesn't hurt.
Okay. What did mom get?
Mom got a bottle of, what's that really? Riesling.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. That's a sweet
very
wine,
sweet.
Right?
That's sweet. Yeah.
Okay.
So, shut up with that. Gift in hand. And we had dinner and it was nice.
All right.
And his father was in the military. He was in the Air Force, which is how he met Alan's mother. And he met Ronald Reagan and he was telling him, because Ronald Reagan is my favorite president.
Yeah.
But he met him before he was president and after he was governor.
Did he meet Nancy?
Of California. No.
Oh. Okay.
So apparently Ronald Reagan flew in to this military base to speak where Mr. Evans was based. And he said, and Ronald got off that plane and he was wearing this cream colored suit and this tan tie. And he said, and his hair was about the same colors as yours, Kelly. I was like, Ronald Reagan was a redhead. He said his hair was chestnut. Ronald Reagan had chestnut hair.
Chestnut. Mm.
I had no idea.
I didn't either. But this is before he was president.
You're right.
You know,
yeah.
So maybe he started coloring it, or maybe he was coloring it then.
Huh.
Anyway, it was really nice. And at the end of the night, they said, "Well, you're welcome to come back anytime." I said, "Well, can I have a key?" So we'll see.
Wow.
Okay. Awesome. Well,
that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Did his mom have the cool Filipino accent? I love that accent.
Well, I mean, very, very faint one. I mean, she's lived here forever.
Yeah. That's probably one of my top three favorite accents.
Really?
The Filipino accent.
The Filipino.
No, I just like it. It sounds
very
friendly.
But beautiful.
Really friendly. Oh, yeah.
Filipino women are
beautiful. Another
big step, Kelly.
Yeah, so that's exciting.
Yeah. Jenna, when are you meeting Pierce Brown's parents?
Guys, let me just... Day by day.
Day by day?
Let me just get through a dinner.
Give her a minute.
Right?
Day one.
I'm just going to date a lot of people for a while.
Yeah.
I feel motivated now.
Serial dater right now.
Yeah.
And find the real ones.
Classy dates. Yeah. That's what I'm in the mood for.
You're doing the Bachelorette minus all the kissing.
And cameras and
going
everything.
On the dates.
Yeah.
All right, Kid Nation, it's time for round two of Beat the Bank. And if you haven't heard, it goes up to $2,000 now.
Ooh.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Think of all the bills you could pay with $2,000 and then still have some left over to buy yourself something nice.
Man, oh man.
Think of that right there. We'll take caller number 13 to play Beat the Bank. We'll play next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
There you go, Big Al, the Beat the Bank recap.
Look at that. Mm. That was a weekend right there.
Come on. We all had pretty crazy weekends. Let's meet our player.
Player. What's up, player?
Chris
player.
King. What's up?
Oh, what's up, JC?
What's up, player?
Oh, Chris, congratulations. You get to play Beat the Bank, my man.
Oh, that is wonderful, dude.
Are you on your way to work or are you already there?
I am on my way. I just dropped off my twins at daycare.
Oh, you got twins?
Wow. How old are they?
They are 16 months old, twin daughters.
Oh, wow.
And you're going to have your hands full.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, yes, sir.
All right. And what do you do for work?
I am a counselor. I work with veterans who are homeless.
We have such good people playing today.
Oh, no, you're doing God's work right there, bro. Yeah.
That is
trying to. Thank you, man.
Oh, that's great. I know it's tough out there for the vets, man. I hate when it breaks my heart when I see one of them out there with the sign asking for money.
Yep.
But Chris, you're helping them out, so you're better than me.
I'm trying to.
Chris, here's how Beat the Bank works, and I know you probably heard it goes up to $1,000 possibly now.
$2,000.
Did I say $1,000 again? $2,000.
Can't get that right.
Yeah, man. I don't want to take away $1,000 from you.
No.
So the game's the same. We still put you in the bank vault. The dollar amounts are going to rise the longer you stay in there. Your only job, Chris, is to yell stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go. Even if he says $2,000, you still have to yell stop. If you don't and it closes, you get nothing, Chris, and we don't want that. It's the first day. Al?
Yes, sir.
How you feeling?
You know what, Chris? I think being day one, I think we're going. I think we're going, Chris. I think we're going.
On day one?
Al feels hot.
So. Now, I don't know anything. I don't know, Chris. I don't know, bro. But I just have a feeling. All right.
You got a feeling, huh?
I have a feeling.
Okay, he does not know, so please use your own
Remember, you
caution and discretion. Yeah.
We got to get money for those 16-month-old twins you got.
Oh, boy. This is a lot of pressure. This is a lot of pressure.
All right, Chris. You seem calm. You're ready to go. We're going to get you inside the bank vault. Let's get ready. Let's play.
Beat the bank. 2,000.
$110. 210. 280. 360. 470. 520. 590. 620. 630.
'Cause it can go up doesn't mean it will, Al.
That's what she said. Yeah. Well, that's what I said.
Oh man, Chris, I am so sorry, man. The banker was a jerk today.
Oh dang.
It's okay, man. Thank you though.
Oh
Chris, you got such a great attitude.
You do, man.
Let's see, what kind of
what Al? What are you gonna get? Since you did say you're feeling hot.
Yeah. I'm gonna give him a cap or something.
A cap? But,
yeah.
Okay.
I'll send you a cap.
Al wants to give you something, so he's going to find a cap.
Maybe a koozie.
Like a baseball cap?
Yeah. I'm going to send you a koozie. That'd be awesome. See you, McKinney Avenue, Devin Goose.
Well, Chris, you
something
keep...
a gift basket. Yeah, something.
Hold on for us because Al wants.
I feel so bad.
We'll find something to give you because
that
was
so bad.
Give you a gift basket.
I feel something. So bad, dog. Oh my gosh.
And Chris, you keep up the good work, okay, man? Thank you so much for calling.
Kiss the little girls for us.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, guys.
All right. Hold on, Chris. That breaks my heart right there. I told you, but you never know. The bank could be cold-hearted sometimes.
Al got him all excited.
Here's how Kelly's feeling.
I have never been as angry as I am right now.
I've
probably been angrier.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I am disappointed.
We'll play for up to $2,000 again tomorrow and all this week.
Yep. All week long, up to $2,000. 6:50 and 7:50 Central is when we get you to play.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we want to get the kids off your hands for summer. Mm-hmm. And the best way to do that is to send them to camp, because that way they get something done and they learn. And then that way you get the house all to yourself.
Ooh, date night with daddy.
Yeah. Oh, lots of date nights with daddy. Laura, you wrote us a letter, right?
I did.
You wrote us a letter because you have an 11-year-old son.
I do.
If you don't mind, we would like to read the letter you wrote us.
Yes, Laura says, we would love to send our 11-year-old son Tristan to Pine Cove, but it is not in our budget to do so. We finalized our adoption with Tristan last summer through the foster system. We are older adoptive parents, so giving him the chance to explore the great outdoors and camp life would be a great new adventure for him. That is so awesome.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, he's been an awesome addition to our family. We've been very, very blessed having him there. He is all boy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How old is he?
11.
He's 11.
Okay, 11. I never went to camp, even as a little bitty kid. I try and live vicariously when I hear about kids going to camp. Yeah.
And you and your husband, Laura, you have three daughters, so you adopted a son. How different has that been?
It's a little bit different. A lot of more noises, smells, you know. It's a different world.
Well, at least he came potty trained.
Right, exactly.
He's 11.
He does pick up after himself, then, so that's amazing.
Good. That's good.
Okay, well, Laura, we got your letter, and we got in contact with Jason Wallace, who's on the phone with us right now. Hi, Jason.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
We're doing great. Now, Jason, you're from Pine Cove Camp, right?
JC, that's correct.
Would you like to tell Laura something cool?
Yeah, Laura, we are excited to be able to hear about Tristan and the story that you have, although I do have to refute the argument that boys are smellier than girls. I have two daughters, so I can definitely speak against that. But, you know, at Pine Cove, we talk about the essence of who we are as being Christ-centered, others-focused, and seriously fun. And what's seriously fun for me today is the opportunity to get to call you and offer you a week of camp for free for Tristan at Pine Cove. We'd love to have him come on us.
That's so exciting. Thank you.
That's great.
He is going to have so much fun. Thank you so much.
He really is. Jason, thank you so much for making this happen for Laura and Tristan.
Hey, our pleasure. We're excited to have Tristan with us this summer. Thanks, guys.
No problem.
Thank you. That's so exciting. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Laura, it was really important for you guys that Tristan approved of the adoption, right?
Yes.
How long did you guys know Tristan before the adoption was completed?
He moved in with us right before Thanksgiving, about a little over a year ago.
Yeah.
And with the foster system, you get to know each other. You know, you kind of had that honeymoon period for about 6 months before you are allowed to actually adopt. We went in with adoption-minded. That was our plan.
Nice.
And we waited a full 9 months just to make sure everything was in line, and the sisters were able to come home. I have two girls at A&M and one here, and so everybody could be home and be part of it. And it was really important for us. We got to choose, you know, to go on this journey, and he didn't as much, but we made it, you know, he didn't get to choose to come to us, but we made sure he chose to stay with us. And we thought that was a really important part, to let him have a voice. And so throughout the journey, at various stages, we made sure that, you know, he had to verbalize it.
That he wanted to stay with you guys.
Right.
And most importantly, you went with an older kid, and we don't see a lot of that happening, right?
Well, you know, so many kids are aging out of the foster system, and they need families. I mean, teenagers need families.
Yeah.
You know, the older a child gets, the less likely that they are going to be adopted. I mean, that's just a very harsh reality. I mean, we have met several friends through, there's a Facebook page called The Chosen Ones, and it's a support group. And, you know, we reach out to each other and share, because it's a different journey. It's not, you don't know what all they're coming to you with. And, you know, it's you're learning each other as you go along. But it's like I told him, I said, you know, it's like when your dad and I got married, it was like a commitment to God and to the courts that, you know, we're family. We weren't born to each other, but we, you know, we got married and we became family. And to me, adoption is just that. I mean, we made a commitment to God and to the courts. And I said, you know, you're family. And
well, Laura, you know what? Bless you and your family for adopting Tristan and giving him a shot at a life that otherwise he might have not have had. And
well, like I said, we're the ones that have been very, very blessed by him. He's, you know, he just, it's amazing. He fits in with the family. He's got the same goofy sense of humor. And it's been awesome.
Well, we want to definitely see pictures of Tristan at camp.
Yeah.
And Jason Wallace, thank you so much for hooking us up with that. And we'll talk to you soon, Laura, to get a recap of how camp went away. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Hold on for us, Laura. Thank you, Jason. Hold on.
You're thinking about camp. Go to pinecove.com. I'm looking at it right now. It looks awesome.
That's doesn't easy. It look cool?
Yeah. Pinecove.com.
Uh-huh.
Pinecove.com.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.